Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We'll be looking at a very, very important subject today. We'll be talking about the virus that's more deadly than COVID-19. Did you realize there's a virus that's more deadly than the Wuhan, China virus? There is, and we're going to talk about that today. That telephone number, by the way, is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion as we face the issues today. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. The Word of God, the truth book, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It was Jesus himself that said to his disciples, "If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth shall make you free." Then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." You can't get any more direct than that. Can't be any more definitive than that. Jesus says, "I am truth." So he further then in John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the Logos of the Word. He is the Word, the living Word. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. From Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation text, it is the truth book. And may I recommend that book to you? Jesus says, "I am truth." And then he says, "Thy word is truth," speaking of the Word of God. A number of years ago, a secular individual named George Orwell made a profound statement. In fact, he said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We're finding that to be so factual today that we have those that reject the truth, deny the truth, and try to eviscerate the truth, circumvent the truth, go around the truth, and not even try to find the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I am prone to take hold of and remind you again of the 15th century theologian, church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." May I remind us of that once again? We need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment and power backup equipment for the preparation of hurricanes. Tools for Time has that staff that is ready to answer all of your questions. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. A very, very good benchmark is there, ladies and gentlemen. It's a 165-foot flagpole with the United States flag, Old Glory, flying 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you of that telephone number once again. Sometimes I get so enthralled with what I'm wanting to say to you and you're waiting for your response that I forget to tell you. You can dial that number, 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all aware of what's been called the Wuhan, China virus, the Wuhan, China virus. Now, there are a lot of folks, especially in the loose likes, lost left-wing social Marxist media, that get a little upset with President Trump when he calls it the China virus. It's the Wuhan China virus, ladies and gentlemen. This pathogen, by the way, has infected the world's population. I want to give you an elongated monologue to introduce to you the very, very poignant subject that we're talking about, the virus that is more deadly than COVID-19. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Wuhan China virus, known as COVID-19, that pathogen's infected the world's population. I don't think there's anybody that will refute the fact that it's been a very proliferating virus. It's gone around the world. Even in America, ladies and gentlemen, we recognize the danger. And, of course, we've been lied to, we've been deceived, we've been filled with fear, hysteria, and a sense of despair and depression that I don't believe I've ever seen in the history of the world with the way it's been carried out by the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democratic Party, and those that would have us to live in a state of fear. It is a sad thing, but fear is the key environment that allows the Marxist, socialist, communist to step in and control a people any place on the globe. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today that millions of Americans remain shut in, shut down, with a forced being forced to wear masks. Thousands are quarantined. Some have suffered the loss of family members as a result of this virus. America has faced a multitude of deadly viruses in our nation's history. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, this virus is the only one that's caused a national shutdown of our economic engines, a national shutdown of our churches and our businesses, where churches by the thousands are still closed today. But, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to those that are trying to force us to wear masks and saying, in fact, Joe Biden stood before his reader last evening, and they replayed it on the Fox News this morning about 6:30 in the morning, where Joe Biden says that he is of the opinion that if he were in position to do so, he would order every human being in America at home, on the job, out in the open, walking around in the park, whatever it may be, to be forced to wear a mask 24/7. That's his position on it. But ladies and gentlemen, here's a little despairing statement. But Nashville, Tennessee, a Nashville councilwoman wants attempted murder charges for people who don't wear a mask. You hear what she's saying? This article says Sharon Hurt, an at-large member of the Nashville Metro Council, suggested this week that people who do not wear a face mask but spread the coronavirus should be hit with attempted murder charges, or even, she says, murder charges. That is the position that some of our leaders are taking today, ladies and gentlemen. They're contravening, they're eviscerating, they're absolutely destroying anything that we call our Bill of Rights and the constitutionality of what they're doing, yet they're doing that. Here's another one that says, scientists found wearing certain masks may be more dangerous than wearing none at all. Researchers at Duke University who performed the study, which was published in Science Advances, do not hold their report to be the final word on the effectiveness of masks, but they examined. But further, they said that to start a conversation that America needs to be mask-wise. Further, the article says it is assumed that wearing such masks reduces the likelihood of an infected person to spread the disease. But many of these masks do not carry out and do what they claim to do in actual practice. In fact, on the OSHA website, it talks about even the N95 mask is like putting a chain link fence around across your face to prevent the bugs from coming in or the mosquitoes from getting to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a state of hysteria, confusion, fear in the United States of America as to what is correct and what is not as a result of what we're being told. Dutch government suggests masks could increase COVID-19 risk due to its incorrect wearing or incorrect style or type of mask. Here's another one. Now, the government orders workers to wear a mask even when at home. I find this disconcerting, but I'll just share a paragraph of this to you, a couple of brief paragraphs. We're getting into where we're wanting to go today and talking about the virus that is more deadly than COVID-19. COVID-19 today has hit the world. Like a lead brick, if you will. This article says, now government orders workers to wear masks even when at home. At home alone, no one around even to social distance from, just sitting in front of your computer. That's a situation in which employees of the Wisconsin State Agency have been ordered to wear a mask to minimize the spread of coronavirus. And to set an example, they said, The Washington Examiner reported the Wisconsin-based Department of Natural Resources told workers to wear face masks during even the virtual Zoom meetings that they're having. Secretary Preston Cole instructed in an email that all workers must follow Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask requirements. Further, they must wear mask coverings during virtual meetings, even if they're at home alone, according to the report. Quote, wear your mask, even if you're home, to participate in virtual meetings that involves being seen, such as on Zoom and other video conferencing platforms, end quote. Quote, set the safety standard, which shows that your DNR public service employees care about your safety and health of others. Medical experts say there's no need for a mask at home while alone, but they can help if someone with COVID-19 lives in the home that's vulnerable, they said. According to the Examiner agency spokesperson, Megan Sheridan, defended the instructions. Quote, she said the department wanted to set an example, a good example, and very visual example to remind all wearing a mask in public, it helps to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, we've gone mask crazy. Here's an article that says, if the coronavirus, the worst virus in the history of medicine, no, not at all, not even close. And we'll talk about that later, because here's an individual that's written an article that says that the coronavirus is not close to being the worst virus in the world or in the history of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us that that is a true statement, and that's what we're going to talk about during the course of our broadcast today. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the world's medical and professional system and the politicians that's at the helm of our nation and the establishment are aware of a cure for the Wuhan virus. Did you know that? They're aware of a cure. I'm calling it a cure. You might disagree with that. A cure for the Wuhan virus, the Wuhan China virus, if you want to be specific. Yet most politicians have rejected this medication. Multiple medical practitioners have even refused to write prescriptions to their patients for this miracle drug, this medication that could either be a prophylactic and prevent the virus, or if you've already contracted the virus, to prevent you from dying from the virus. It is to be prescribed, and yet it is not being prescribed by many of the medical professions today. They're allowing their patients to die as a result of not prescribing this miracle drug. This drug that's already proven, been in effect for 65 years, approved by the FDA, they're refusing to allow that to be utilized by their patients. Oh, yes, this miracle drug has been available, as I said, for over 65 years. And according to scientific research and according to those that have used it with thousands of their patients, it's about 99% successful in the patients that receive this miracle drug, this medication. Ladies and gentlemen, the drug happens to be hydroxychloroquine. And let me go back to an article. Is the coronavirus the worst virus in the history of medicine? No, not even close. San Diego Councilmember Jennifer Campbell, in expressing her frustration with the local residents' resistance to outdoor mask wearing and social distance, is even saying that the county sheriff should be arresting those without masks or that do not social distance. Let me just do a little footnote to that, a parenthetical footnote, ladies and gentlemen. The sheriffs, the police departments across America have no authority constitutionally. They have no authority based on any section of law, any codification of law, any place in any one of the 50 states across America that will allow them to arrest you for not wearing a mask or to arrest you for not social distancing. Now, they might want to badger you. They might want to try to enforce something. But when it comes before an administrative hearing officer, it will be absolutely thrown out of court because it's illegal, unconstitutional, and thus unenforceable. But nevertheless, this councilwoman says, this is the worst virus, speaking of coronavirus, this is the worst virus in the history of medicine. A physician explained in Tuesday press conference at Ocean Beach, California. But that claim isn't even close to being true, no matter how you slice it. And then this article goes on dissecting the viruses in the past years in the history of America and the history of the world. And I'll just give you a little snippet. This article says COVID-19 has been deadly. Estimates put the deaths at nearly 745,000, U.S. deaths and that about 165,000. And this article says that number will surely rise. The virus is very infectious and it continues to spread in various places despite patchwork of mask orders, social distancing rules, and business capacity restrictions. Even places such as New Zealand, where the government imposed severe lockdowns and initially saw transmission so close to nil, as seeing moderate rises. The study found that based on the presence of antibodies in 10 localities, it is likely that greater than 10 times more SARS-CoV-2 infections occurred than the number of reported COVID-19. Hear me. This writer, this scientific writer is talking about the fact, this medical profession, talking about the fact that the SARS-CoV-2 were in COVID-19. And by the way, there's a whole host of those under the umbrella of calling COVID. In fact, the common cold is under the COVID virus. A person could have had recently had a cold, go in and test for COVID-19, and they will declare you've got a positive test for COVID-19. That's the dangers of the massive testing we're doing. This article says the study suggests that those infections, talking about the SARS virus, those infections went untested because the people infected never felt sick, never felt any mild symptoms, therefore were not known as having been infected by the virus. So, ladies and gentlemen, this particular writer, the scientific medical personnel that wrote this article, goes into detail about virus after virus after virus, including the H1N1, including COVID-19, etc., that because we did not have the massive testing, it was viewed as inconsequential in comparison to COVID-19. COVID-19 has hit the radar being high in numbers simply because the number, mega multiple millions, that's being tested on a global basis. So therefore, it shows those that are asymptomatic and those that may have had it and show that they now are immune to it, but it shows up as positive. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, going to get to the point of talking about today, the virus that's more deadly than COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, hydroxychloroquine has been proven, 65-year proven, FDA-approved proven medication that's prophylactic against the COVID-19 and are a cure for it. And yet many physicians are not allowed by the medical boards and the hospitals that they work under are not allowed to write the prescription. But I'm thankful to see some light from the tunnel as a result of that. Here's an article that says the Democratic New York City councilman says hydroxychloroquine saved his life. Thanks to Trump for advocating for this drug, he said. Hydroxychloroquine has another believer, this article subtitle says. The drug hydroxychloroquine was instantly transformed into a political football the moment President Donald Trump said that malaria medication could be a game changer at the coronavirus press briefing March 19th. You might recall that. Since being hopeful about the drug, Trump's adversaries have been completely against hydroxychloroquine, while their supporters are optimistic that the medication could fight against COVID-19. A Democratic politician has come out to proclaim that hydroxychloroquine saved his life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the first one. There have been dozens across America, and I'm always thrilled when I see it's a Democrat that has his eyes opened and becomes a Republican, if you will, and the realization and the recognition that hydroxychloroquine is a prophylactic and or a lifesaver when it comes to the Wuhan, China virus. This article says Democratic Councilman Paul Vallone credits hydroxychloroquine with saving his life as he fought against the lethal respiratory disease. Vallone, who represents Queens, told the New York Post, HCQ saved my life. Quote, we are in a panic mode when I went down because I didn't have a lot of immune response, Vallone says. I needed something to stay alive. I couldn't breathe. I was very weak. Couldn't get out of bed. The doctor prescribed hydroxychloroquine to me. The pharmacy had it. I took it for one day, and on the second and third day, I was able to breathe, get out of bed. Vallone took hydroxychloroquine and the flu Z-Pak within a week. He was back on his feet, and the virus had not taken his life. Ladies and gentlemen, FDA delays on HCQ cost potentially 16,000 lives, one writer says. July the 4th, Henry Ford Hospital physicians and researchers in Detroit filed a urgent request for FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn for a new outpatient emergency use of the authorization of hydroxychloroquine. And it goes on to talk about how if this had been allowed to be used early on with the Wuhan, China virus, this writer says, this particular article states, that just in a matter of 90 days in the United States of America, 16,000 lives could have been saved. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it absolutely unbelievable that anybody, as a politician, anybody in the medical profession, would be brazen enough to refuse to allow a pharmacy to prescribe or to accept a prescription from a physician. Do you realize across America, there are a number of states that will not allow the pharmacist to fill a prescription if a doctor writes the prescription for hydroxychloroquine for his patient? We're in a position today that we've never been in the United States of America where that is the case. But ladies and gentlemen, massive international studies show countries, listen, this headline says, massive international study shows countries who used hydroxychloroquine early had a 79%, listen to that number, 79% lower mortality rate. And it goes on to talk about the latest international testing of hydroxychloroquine treatment of the coronavirus shows countries that have the early use of this drug, there's a 79% mortality rate reduction. The article goes on very, very clearly of what is said. This means, this article says, that Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and the CDC, the liberal fake media, and other tech giants have been pushing a lie that has had deadly consequences for the American public. I find that horrific to even believe that that has a potentiality of being possible. Ladies and gentlemen, the naysaying socialist Marxist BLM Democrats and their media arm reject the proven life-saving drug. But ladies and gentlemen, would you have ever believed that anyone would reject a cure for a deadly disease? Yes, the Bible records that. The Bible is emphatically clear that that is a potentiality. Ladies and gentlemen, from the very beginning of time, the world has been faced with a disease that is far more deadly than the Wuhan China virus. Today, we're thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that we can bring to you the good news that even though there is a virus that is more deadly than the COVID-19, that according to the Word of God, there is a cure and there is hope. We need to recognize that hope lies in none other than Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have today with us Dr. Neil Phelps. Dr. Phelps is professor of Bible at Conservative Theological University. Dr. Phelps, in a moment, we're going to talk about the Wuhan China virus and the virus that the Bible records that is far more deadly and has an eternal deadliness, more so than you'd find in the Wuhan China virus. But before we talk about that, Dr. Phelps, fall semester is upon us. September the 8th, we start our new classes. You'll be teaching one of those classes. Tell our listeners about the class that you'll be teaching and why it is so vital for every Christian to understand that particular subject. And may we invite you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking to get involved in Bible study, you may or may not be called to ministry, but you want to study the Bible more, you want to learn it better, maybe a Sunday school teacher, a deacon, or work in your church, or a staff member of your church. You may even be a pastor with credentials that's not completed. Let us invite you today, take a moment out of this very, very serious subject, and take a moment and digress and invite you to consider enrollment with Conservative Theological University. Dr. Phelps, talk about your course that you'll be teaching. Take 2 or 3 minutes to tell our listeners about it and the importance of it.
This fall, I'll be teaching a course that we will entitle The Future Millennial Kingdom. And what we're talking about here is a time in the future to which we can look forward when Jesus will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's a time of peace on the earth. Jesus was talking about that time when he spoke about future things in Matthew 25. I want to read one verse. It reads, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." A part of what we can look forward to is a time when the world will be governed by the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings, and it will be a time of peace that will be under the dominion of the Prince of Peace. He will bring peace to the world as the world has never known.
Do you think every Christian needs to understand that subject and needs to would be benefited from being under that kind of teaching?
Yes, so many Christians, as I used to be, are in the dark about what the future holds.
That's right.
And we need to know about things to come. I was looking at a verse of scripture on the way to work today. As I came to the church, I looked at a passage of scripture found in the book of Titus. Titus tells us in chapter 2, verse 13, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That and other passages in the Bible give us hope for things to come. We can look forward to the second coming of Christ when he will come to claim his crown and his throne, and he will sit upon the throne of David to rule and reign for 1,000 years.
Amen.
This is a glorious time. And let me just put this into your thinking today. That's where we're going to be.
That's right.
All of us who are the people of God will be there. Jesus is going to reign, and he will bring about peace through the ruling authority of what we call the Prince of Peace. And he will have government in his own hands. He will be in charge. And you and I, we're told, will be reigning with him.
Amen.
We'll have a place of authority in some manner. We'll have a place that we will join with Jesus and rule and reign with him.
Be looking forward to that. It'll be a great course, ladies and gentlemen. Then there'll be a course taught on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? It's not an it. Do we have three gods, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, or is it one? What part does the Holy Spirit play in our lives? What is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believers today? There are a lot of folks that are confused about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does and who the Holy Spirit is. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let me encourage you. You can dial 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Leave your contact information for an admissions counselor to get back with you and schedule a time for you to come in for your interview and to get enrolled. You can enroll as a student for credits, that is working toward a credential, working toward your undergraduate, graduate, or postgraduate degree. You can take it just as something that is beneficial and a blessing to you in your life as a Christian, as a deacon, as a Sunday school teacher. But more particularly, if you are looking forward to and would like to work toward earning a credential in theology and Bible, we would urge you to call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, Conservative Theological University. Dr. Phelps, I'm delighted that you're with us today. You've heard my monologue in the discussion in relationship to this horrific virus that we call the Wuhan China virus. But Dr. Phelps, what does the Bible say? Is there a deadly virus that's affecting every human being? Tell us about what the Bible says and what you would like for us to understand about this virus, ladies and gentlemen, that is more deadly than COVID-19.
We must recognize that the world is not a healthy place to live.
That's right.
I've studied some in the medical directory that we have at our home in my library, and I learned that there are hundreds of diseases that affect our body system.
That's right.
It's a wonder anyone gets out of this world alive.
That's right.
But there is a more infectious and deadly disease that threatens a whole planet, every person, everywhere on the face of the earth. That spiritual sickness is called sin. Sin is like an incurable virus, and it's always fatal. For the spiritual disease called sin, there is no immunity.
That's right.
None. All are badly infected. When the flu virus attacks the respiratory system, the sin virus, on the other hand, affects the whole person, body, soul, and spirit, to bring about certain death. The book of Proverbs 14:12 tells us that there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And again, in Hebrews, in the New Testament, chapter 9, verse 27, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment.
That's right.
So we're going to be looking at the book of Romans, chapter 3, today, And if you need to, find your Bible and have that open as we read about this virus, this incurable disease called sin.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to have at the top of the hour 1 minute break for the news. Be right back as we talk about the virus that is more deadly than the coronavirus.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.